It's Nick Meisner with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 1-1 draw at Ballor. Andy, is that a point gained or three dropped there, do you think?
Well, maybe two dropped. We did get one. Yeah. Listen, 1-0 down away from home against these who, you know, have probably got seven or eight proper defenders in their team who can head a ball and tackle. You know, you're delighted to get a point in the end. But when you start a game the way we did and, you know, you've had five, six, seven corners in the first 20 minutes, you know, you've got balls into their box, you've got shots off, you've got free headers. You know, you have to be in front, Nick. You have to be in front because a team with the quality that these have and the different ways of scoring goals, they're going to get chances in the game. They're going to get periods, you know, and we've got to be a bit better than that. You know, and then we go 1-0 down. And I don't think that was a fair reflection on the game. It's probably one of their first shots on target. And we've had to find a character to get back into it, which we always do. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's a terrific point because, you know, they've got to come to us second last game of the season and they got TNS last game of the season. So you know, we can keep it nice and tight all the way into there. Then, you know, we're in a great position.
Great for what Ryan Wignall to come on today as well and get his name on the score sheet.
Yeah, Ryan's obviously with the cup games and all that being cup tied, and you know he missed a game with a knock he took in a friendly, which you know it's unfortunate for us because we've had a you know we've had a run of injuries this season, and then Ryan goes and picks up a little knock in it, which was a friendly game. But you know he's shown when he came on what he can do, you know, and he really really excites me. You know, I don't get excited very often anymore with football, you know, because you're watching the game and you're that intense and you're analysing everything, you know, but when he gets the ball he excites me and I expect him to do something and make something happen, and I think the lads, you know, can see what he's about. You know, as soon as he came on he dropped a few crosses in and caused them problems. You know, so I'm really excited about that. You know, chuffed a bit through the lads. They showed fantastic character again. Again, I've asked them afterwards for more. I said I need more from you, I want you to find more. You know, so delighted to get a point. But, you know, I think on reflection of the game, you know, I think we should have won it.
And now we just have to go again next week in what seems to be our first home game for forever against Cardiff Met.
Yeah, you know, we'll be watching Cardiff Met tomorrow. So we'll see what they're about. You know, we know what they're about, but see if they've done anything differently since we played them last. And, you know, we'll have a bright training session this week, and we've got a lot of lads coming back in. Callum's got his legs back, you know, he looks the old Callum of old. You know, we've got lads on the bench that are itching to get on, and you know the lads have got to keep their standards high to stay in the team. But you know we've got competition for places, and we've got a fantastic squad there, and we've got great depth to it. So you know every game now is a massive game, and you know I'm really looking forward now to the next few games, and you know that's picked me up at the end. They're getting the goal at the right time because that's what they deserved. You know it would have been a travesty. You know if they still had to do a lot to score the goal, but it's a blatant foul on George Horan when he headed the ball. The lads, you know, hit him from the side, and it's a foul, but like I say, they still got to do a lot to score a goal from there. But no negatives whatsoever. Delighted with the boys. It's a great point because it's a very difficult place to come, and you know, and like I say, I've said many times, they've been together a long time and they've got a great spirit, and you know, I felt almost impossible when they got their noses in front to get back into it because of the wall of defence that they had and the different qualities that they have to actually defend a lead. So outstanding effort by the boys to get back into it. Chuffed to bits.